Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the things I wanted to do is we were thinking about having, you know, spurring conversation and talk about Charlie and his impact, for lack of a better term, on how he impacted folks. Is I wanted to reach out to a friend of mine, a gentleman who I served with in the Kansas legislature. His name is Tony Barton. He and I served together in the Kansas House. He got a promotion. I got stuck there. But Tony is a former regional manager for Turning Point USA Faith. And he had an opportunity to work with Charlie, and just he's a dear, sweet man and a good friend. And I wanted to reach out with him. Tony, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
How you doing, John?
It's good. Fine, thank you, sir. I'm sorry that I haven't had you on the show for a better occasion than this one, but at least I was able to bring you on to reminisce and to share with us your memories and your time, and most importantly, we had Ryan on the show here from Turning Point's chapter here in Wichita, but I guess one of the things that I wanted to ask you, and you knew Erica, or you know Erica, I what do you think happens now? What goes on? How does Turning Points go looking forward, if you had to guess?
Well, first, let me just, I can't believe that we're talking about Charlie in the past tense.
Yeah.
That's the first thing.
Yes.
I can't imagine, and excuse me if I break down some.
No, brother, it's still okay.
So shocking. And what Erica is going through, his family, her family, it's just unimaginable what they're dealing with and what they're facing right now. I had a friend, attorney friend of mine contacted me and understand I've phone messages, text messages. I had a lady call me from Virginia and not even in the region that I worked, but he said that the sleeping giant has been awakened, and he was referring to Turning Point in TPUSA Faith. And I told him, no, I said, that's not true. I said, Turning Point USA and TPUSA Faith have been on the front lines trying to wake up everyone else.
Yeah.
And now that movement is going to grow exponentially. It is going to increase, and the gospel and the messages that Charlie put out there are going to increase across the nation and the world. That's what I see from my perspective.
Oh, I think you're right. I mean, I've seen just in the last couple of days, I've seen images from literally, you're right, from across the world. I saw just today, I saw people in London who were yeah. chanting, "We are Charlie." I saw people from right. Papua New Guinea. I mean, it's right. it's amazing to think that this man had that kind of global reach that people are mourning in countries all across the world.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All over Oxford, all over the world, and all over this nation. And I'm actually pleasantly surprised in one way. I know that everyone is hurting. I imagine that stadium on Sunday is going to be overflowing into the parking lot and into the streets. But this is the magnitude of this young man's reach and what he has put in motion. And it was my honor and it was my privilege to be able to work for him for the years that I did. And you had mentioned former, and I've not made this announcement at all. but I've been asked to join the 250th anniversary tour that's going to be taking place next year. Still in a bit of a contractual talk right now, but that should be cleared up here real soon. So I've kind of transitioned. My kids are on, they're listening now. I've not had an opportunity to tell them, so they're hearing this part for the first time. But I'm looking forward to that and as well, and the opportunities for Turning Point, Keep the USA Faith, to join us in that celebration of our nation. It is going to be incredible. And Charlie will be a big part of that, guaranteed.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because that was the faith part of it. His, if you watch some of it, well, I mean, look at just what happened in Utah. The first question that he was asked, and the first thing that he spoke on for 15, 20 minutes was about his faith. And if you watch some of these videos, and I love watching his videos, he spoke so often and so eloquently about his faith. And I think that's what compelled so many people. And it made it so hard to hate him. If you were on the other side, you could disagree with him, but it's hard to hate a guy who's actually talking from his heart about his faith and about his belief in God. How do you hate somebody? Like, obviously someone did, but it does make it harder to hate somebody who's trying to connect with you with that as his basis. He's not, you know, I don't think he had a hateful bone in his body.
I never saw Charlie spit, swear, punch, yell at anyone. And I'm talking whether it was at these events at the schools or when we were together, never saw him do anything like that. Never put anybody down, offered the opportunity for anyone that even had a belief separate from what he believed to come to the mic and to talk. He was into having these discussions. And the thing that I'm most disturbed by, and you mentioned the haters, I have gotten text messages, videos from people who absolutely despised him and called him every name under the sun. And I'm sitting here, I'm going, you know what? I work for the man. I know from the inside who he was. And from my vantage point, this man was nothing that the haters were saying. And so, you know, I've spent the last, you know, couple days here going back and forth and online, just putting things out that are truthful and factual about Charlie and Turning Point and Turning Point Faith, which is the division that I worked for. Him and Rob McCoy, I think probably 4 years now, felt that there was a need to reach out to churches and pastors, community leaders, and they created the faith department. And the faith department is headed up by Lucas Miles right now, is off the charts, going to across the nation, regional managers, going into churches, going into communities, talking to people about, you know, Charlie, talking about the message, reaching out to offer the help to make biblical citizens. And again, that's something that's going to increase across the nation. The number of groups that, you know, we started with, there was about 4,000. Then I think it was today, I heard 18,000, that heard 32,000 requests are out there to start a TPUSA group in some form, whether it's in college or in the community. So this is just going to continue to catch fire. And, you know, Erica, just listening to her speak was just incredible. I don't know how she did it, but she's right. Charlie's name and his voice will not be shut down.
Yeah, Ryan said a few minutes ago, he said, I think it's up to 34,000.
34,000. Unbelievable.
That's, yeah, and I think you're right. I think it will only grow. I think clearly this animal, his intentions, he's certainly not going to get the results he was hoping for. If he wanted to silence Charlie, he's not. The movement will go on. The organization will go on. And I think it's like you said, I think he will have awakened the beast. One of the things I wanted to tell folks, and I appreciate so much that you're doing this. You will be here in Wichita Thursday to speak to the Sedgwick County Republican Party. We have our monthly meeting coming up on Thursday evening, and that's at the social is at 6:30, and the meeting starts at 7. You'll be here at the Wichita Builders Association. So if folks want to hear more about your recollections and your just, you know, the time that you had with Charlie, they can come to the Sedgwick County Republican Party's monthly meeting coming up here on Thursday, correct?
That is correct. Kim Gish got a hold of me, and I chatted with her about it. And then I received a call from Hutchison for Friday, and I just wanted to be available to. Well, you know, I think it's just people just need a connection.
Yes.
That's what I'm finding out. They're needing a connection. And, you know, if that connection comes through me, fine and dandy. I'm good with that because I'm, you know, I get asked, well, Tony, I don't know how many times, how do you feel? I go, I'm broken and I'm angry.
Yeah, so many people feel the same way.
Right.
And I only met him once in a hallway at Intrust Bank Arena, and I interviewed him once on this show, but I felt like I had such a connection because, I mean, yeah, he gave me 12 minutes on the air and a few minutes in a hallway, but I've watched him talk so many times that I felt like I knew him.
Right. And there's such a connection once you know and see, and that's what I'm hoping and praying for, patriots to rise up, people who love God and love their country, and especially as we head into this 250th anniversary of our nation, and that's all colors, creeds. It does not matter. This is about America, and this is as American as you can get, Mr. Charlie Kirk. And like I said, it was my honor and privilege to work with him, to talk with him, to be with him, to be with those that were serving and working with him and for him. Just an incredible, incredible opportunity there. And I look forward to what's coming in the future as well.
Brother, I appreciate you. We will see you Thursday night. Thank you very much for joining us. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you Thursday, my friend.
Thank you, my friend John. I look forward to seeing you. It's been a while.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.